Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And we are here again, Ron Grant, on a beautiful weekend in Ventura County. It is going to be spectacular with sunshine and temps inland around 90 degrees, perfect for a car show, cruise, or event.
Of course. What are you kidding? We got several of them coming up. In fact, get your pencil ready because I'm going to go through them now. We got so many to might not get them out before the end of the show. So last night, of course, was the last of Santa Paula.
Always a beautiful show.
And it's always great, you know, and it was, I didn't get a chance to go, but I know it's the last one. I've gone to the last one a couple years now, and it's pretty nice. Today, we're going to have the coachman will be up in Simi Valley at the town center from 3 to 8, which is nice. You can go up there and enjoy yourself. And then tomorrow, we have got, three nice shows. I'm going to be at the Ponies by the Sea. I'm in the Tri-County Mustang and Ford Club. We're going to be at the Ventura Harbor Village on Spinnaker Drive. And the proceeds that we do, it goes to the Guide Dogs of America. And you know who our DJ is Rico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great of Rico and Mambo.
Man, he is a great DJ. So we got that. So if you get a chance, come on out to the harbor. And then if you really want to see a nice show, too, you can also go down to North Hills at Galpin Ford. It's going to be down there from 10 to 2. That's on Roscoe Boulevard. And if you really want to go out a far way to see, but you want to play some horses, the Road Kings are doing their big Santa Anita show in the center of the infield out there. It's going to be nice. And I'll tell you something. Tommy Ivo. Do you remember Tommy Ivo?
Tommy Ivo? Yeah. I do not.
Well, he was a famous drag racer. He was on some TV shows. He was on Happy Days. Anyway, he's going to be out there. And Don the Snake Perdome, famous drag racer, used to live in Granada Hills. He's going to be out there at the Road Kings. So you got Saturday tonight. You got the coachman up in Simi Valley. Tomorrow, you got your choice. You can go to Ventura. Tri-County Mustangs, you can go to Galpin Ford down in North Hills, or you can drive all the way out to Santa Anita and play the ponies and see some beautiful cars out there. So you got, don't say you don't have a choice now.
There's so much to do, horsepower with the ponies. That's great. And who was the snake's nemesis?
Wait a minute now. Let me think about it.
Come on.
Yeah, hold on. It was Don the Snake Perdone. And
Cobra.
It was Cobra, yeah, but I can't remember.
What goes after a cobra?
The snake.
Mongoose.
Oh, Mongoose. Yeah, the Mongoose. Yeah,
yeah they were. They had Hot Wheels for those guys.
Yeah.
That's back. You know, back in that day, drag 60s. Racing was known by everyone. Yeah. You know, kids knew drag racing like almost like they knew baseball. It was really a big deal that us kids knew who all these guys were, and we would watch it on ABC's Wide World of Sports. And you'd see the Winter Nationals.
Oh, yeah. Now, I remember the first woman to climb into a drag strip was Shirley Cha-Cha Modowney, and she was fast. And, of course, I've seen they had a movie about her, which was kind of cool.
Heart Like a Wheel, right?
Yeah.
I think that was her her movie, Heart Like a Wheel.
I think that's what it was.
Shirley Cha-Cha Modowney and those great commercials, the old Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So much fun back then.
It was great.
And we'll be out to those car shows. We'll remind people towards the end of the program, too, about those great shows. Now, let's go with it here. 7 years, going on eight. You've been on the air with us and just doing a great job here telling people how to keep their money safe. Each show has a theme, and we've got one for today, and there's prizes, all sorts of fun, and it's just, it's a good time here on KVT, and I'm going to play a couple of tunes coming up just to try to stump Ron. So that's the fun that we have here. Now, the other fun is you can listen to the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Log on to Ron's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. Boom, you are there. And on top of all this fun, there's a gift card now.
There is. We're going to do the gift card. You know, I've been feeding nice people for the last 9+ years at my public dinner workshops. And I know a lot of people won't go to the public dinner workshops for whatever reason, and that's okay. So I came up with an idea that if you sit with me on a one-on-one meeting, I answer all your questions about how to keep your money safe, where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose any gains that you made. You'll get with me, on, with no obligation, a $100 MasterCard or Visa, and you can either you can still have dinner on me, or you can pay a bill or buy something, whatever you like to do. It's not a problem. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75, and please have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, with me, you participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, and Wall Street's been up. It's been doing well. However, you don't participate in the downside of Wall Street, okay? And you can get a reasonable range of return. But the biggest plus is I can provide for you a guaranteed lifetime income that you can live on until you've passed from this earth, and then your beneficiaries will get the balance. And that's really nice, all while paying no fees like you pay to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, etc. Remember, when you pay those fees, it takes away from your returns, and that just means you have less money. It's that simple. So to get the gift card, do a one-on-one meeting with me, get the gift card, give me a call. 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can click on, I've got some great icons on there that you can take a look at. There's third-party educational information. There's, if you own a 401k, you really need to see this little 9-minute video from Steve Croft to 60 Minutes. If you go up to the top of my website up there, you'll see them with me on the microphone. Click onto that, a little 9-minute video that you want to watch. There's some testimonials there from people called in on the radio. There's testimonials from emails. And then you can also email me if you like. You can send me a question, or you can schedule a time for me to meet with you. My other website is just as important. It's the initial I as an Indian want income for life.com. And there's a 1-minute video I want you to check out. And then go ahead and download the book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. I get probably now about 10 or 15 a week that are downloading my book. And it's important, because if you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, you want to take a look at that little book and get some ideas. So again, call me, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
One of the best ways that you can, you know, get people to come to you and listen to you for the gift card and that is when they get a referral, because somebody was done so well by you, Ron, that they say, you know what, I'm going to suggest that to a friend. You have had many referrals over the years.
Yeah, I have. And I want to thank everybody that's so kind to take their time out to refer. You know, just because someone's satisfied doesn't always mean that they're going to refer you. And, you know, they don't take the time, or maybe they don't want to bother somebody, you know, but maybe have you bother somebody. But I want to let everyone know that has given me the referrals. Thank you so very much for your friends and your family and you thinking of me and your support. I know that you're happy with me, but it you can't buy, like Spence says, you can't buy the referrals. You can only earn them. And I appreciate each and every one of them that you give to me. Sometimes I can help them, sometimes I can't, but it's nice that you think about me and in that way, and that you'd like me to be able to help them like I've helped you. So,
and that's it. Referral to Ron Graham. We've had many calls. Ron Graham, the original Safer Money Specialist. We will be back in just a minute with Ron Grant. You must have something to write on. Take some notes. Very important that you do that here with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We are back in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And welcome back to the original Safer Money Specialist. That is Ron Grant, and we are here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. Let's get into the show here, and let's go straight to retirement. What is the retirement red zone, and why are the first few years of your retirement so risky, and what can be done about it? Very important.
Well, you know, a lot of people are getting ready to retire or have retired, and I think it's important, you know, that we talk about this. Because, you know, any football fan knows that you can make mistakes while you're in the red zone. And teams that score proficiently in the red zone tend to win a lot of games. And the same thing can be said for investing your money. You know, we're talking about the retirement red zone, which we'll refer to for the first 5 years after you've called it quits. You've left that job and now you're kicking back and you're doing some traveling or you're home. You've set up your retirement date or you just recently retired. Or you're in retirement, the red zone or nearing it, it's time to make sure that you have the right game plan so that you don't go turning the ball over, so to speak. Enough with the sports analogies, because you know what? We're not sports. Here we go. We are getting things that we have to look at, mistakes. We're making mistakes right now. These are common mistakes and pitfalls in the first 5 years of retirement. And we want to increase your chances of long-term financial success in retirement. So today's show will detail some of those pitfalls that you could do to plan for them. So let's talk about some thought-provoking questions that's going to tie into today's show. Will they have to cut our Social Security benefits in the future? Okay, will the government have to do that? How much should I plan to spend on health care in retirement? How should I go about reducing investment risk in my portfolio? How much investment risk should I really have during the red zone period? Can I increase my investment risk as I get older or even at all? What types of risk does income drawdown from my portfolio pose? How do I combat it? Will inflation affect me during the red zone period? Should I make any adjustments before the red zone period? And why can't I keep doing what I've always done? Well, you remember that old saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. So we need to make some changes. So we're welcome to the show. It's Safer Money Solutions. Thanks for joining us. We're going to buckle up for a little bit of time here. Today, we're going to be talking about the retirement red zone. If you're a football fan, you surely know what the red zone is and how important it is for a team to be efficient as possible while in the red zone. Some of the best teams in the NFL every year have the red zone numbers, and that's what we want to do. Some of the worst teams tend to turn the ball over and make mistakes in the red zone. So today, we're translating that to retirement and the planning that you need to be extremely careful and efficient while in the retirement red zone if you want to have a better chance of a financial success over the long term for your retirement. Remember, some of you, let's hope all of you, but I know some of you are going to live 30 to 40 years in retirement, especially if you retired early. Okay, so that's what we're looking about. And, you know, you can put the number different ways. We've heard it defined as 5 years leading up to retirement, the 5 years after retirement, or even on a broader scale, we're talking the first 5 years after you retired. Do yourself a favor. If you're planning to retire soon or getting ready to retire or you've already retired, you want to call me so we can sit down and see if I can help you keep that money safe and you out of the red zone. Call me at 805-660-1313. There's a lot of risks on your money and your financial success throughout your retirement years. It goes without saying. But for today's show, we want to focus on some very specific risks to your money and your retirement that occurred during the first 5 years of your retirement. The first few years of retirement are so important, we think it's a mistake to go into your retirement status quo or just doing what you've always done with your money. You need to make both a fundamental and an emotional change on how you handle your life savings, and we want to help you do that, okay? So, are you ready for retirement? That's funny. I meet with a lot of people, and I say, when do you want to retire? And they say, yesterday. And I say, is that really feasible? And they go, no. Okay. A lot of you are ready, and some of you aren't ready. So, as if we're making our way to retirement after working all those years, you know, hard. You worked hard. You got up every morning. You put your feet on the cold floor and you went to work. You know, that's what you did. So what we want to do is we want to make your money last, not run out. Don't lose too much. Make enough. Keep pace with inflation. Where does it end? Well, let's face it. Knowing that you are doing the right thing with your money and your investments can prove a lot of peace of mind and security. But how do you know that you're doing the right thing? These questions and more are going to get even more complicated when you choose to retire. Setting the date to retire, realizing a lifetime of work and accomplishments is really exciting. The process of making sure you have the right financial plan and the right way to keep your money is pretty scary. The statistics on retirement and retirees doesn't paint a very rosy picture either. According to a Go Banking Rates survey, 26% had an excess of $100,000 saved. 56% had less than $10,000 saved. And 33% hadn't saved a penny. Now, I know three things. I know one day you're not gonna want to work, or you can't work, or maybe you want to work part time, but you can't find a job. See, physically, mentally, some days you may not be able to go back to work, or you may not even be able to start work because of those issues. A lot of you are going to outlive your money. Why? Well, first reason is you didn't start early enough. Second reason is you didn't put enough away. But the third reason, and this is the big habitual offender, is that you stayed in risk too long. You stayed in Wall Street too long. You kept thinking it's never going to go down. Okay, what goes up must come down. Back in 08, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got a zero. And zero is always better than a loss. According to the Gallup, 59% of baby boomers count on Social Security as a major source of retirement income. We want you to succeed in retirement and have a plan that you can rely upon. And that's why you need to spend a little bit of time focusing on the first few years of your pending or just started retirement. The red zone. For the sake of our discussion today, we're going to refer to the red zone as those first 5 years after you've officially retired. And for the sake of conversation, we're going to assume that most people retire somewhere in the ages of 60 to 65. Meaning that their first five-year range is going to be 65 through 70. Now, obviously, we know that some retire a lot sooner, some retire a lot later. So the red zone refers to the important period of time immediately following retirement. During this period, we see investors forced to make a lot of extremely important decisions that range from how they want to invest their money and how much they will spend. So red zone risk to address, and this is how we're going to start this. Changing investment allocations, altering investment risk. First, let's talk about managing investment risk in your portfolio. For years, you've been taking aggressive risk in your 401k plan or 403b or 457 or TSA or TSP. They're all kind of relatively the same, just a little bit different nuances, or maybe your IRA. In order to grow your accounts to save for retirement, and now the script we will flip over on you. Instead of saving money, you are going to likely need to start spending money at some point. Instead of having years to recoup market losses or recession impacts on your portfolio, you likely can't afford too much of your savings for retirement. Okay? Can't afford to lose too much of it. Many people struggle with the fundamental shift that they must make with regards to investment risk inside the portfolio and their investments. But it's a change you must address nevertheless. Usually it's a bad idea to stay status quo entering retirement when it comes to your market risk, okay? If you're over 50, stop chasing returns. Stop it. If you're over 50, you want to think about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, then your beneficiaries will get the balance. That's what I do, I've done for myself. That's what I do for my clients. That's how I help them, okay? And here's a suggestion that you could roll with alter your risk. Think of risk-taking by design. How much income you need the portfolio to produce and what you can't afford to lose. You know, it's funny. I meet with 4 to 5 new people each and every day. And the majority of the people, when we're getting ready to move their money over, especially from the 401ks or the 403bs, et cetera, they say, well, how much should I move over with you? Because I know you're safe and guaranteed and so forth. And my answer is always the same. How much can you afford to lose? And people say, well, I can't afford to lose any. Then we need to move it all over. If you can afford to lose half, then keep half in the 401k, et cetera, because that's in the risk. And then put the other half in safety with me. But that's your choice because it's your life. It's your money. Where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. And you need to do your own due diligence. Okay? Think about this. In the sense that you're able to create a guaranteed or predictable income from things like Social Security, pensions, CDs, bonds, or in this case, indexed annuities, where my money is, at least enough to cover your monthly income needs, you have to effectively determine how much you can afford to take and be safe. See, most people, when they retire, they don't want that money at risk anymore. And the 401k is at risk because you may have to move in with your kids if you lose your money. What happens if we have an 08 or worse? What are you going to do? Can you move in with your children? Do you have children to move in with? Can you get a part-time job? Are you physically or mentally able to work? So the sequence of return risk, where the above strategy can go superbly wrong on you, is when you enter retirement taking the same risk you've always taken and things go bad from you in the stock market or the economy perspective. Sequence of return risk simply means that you have most, if not all, of your dollars in risk-based investments like stocks, bonds, equities, mutual funds, gas, oil, real estate trusts. These are things you can lose your principal, lose your gains in. Indexed annuities are one of the habitual offenders out there. People are selling these to retirement people, and you can lose your principal and lose your gains in that. And you're paying astronomical fees, about 3.5% to 4% of your account value. It's crazy. The red zone years are some of the most important years of your life to avoid taking large hits or losses in your portfolio. Here's an example from a recent CNBC article as studied by Prudential. Two hypothetical portfolios valued each at $1 million invested identically over a 30-year period. Portfolio A had negative returns in 4 out of the 5 first years and positive returns at the end. Portfolio B had all positive returns the first 5 years, but significant negative returns in 4 out of the last 5 years. Portfolio A went to 0 in 15 years, while portfolio B was worth over $2 million in 30 years. You have to remember something. Not every one of you are going to be risk takers in retirement, because if you lose that money in Wall Street, will Wall Street give it back to you? No, they won't. Will your financial planner, your stockbroker say, Bob, you're with me for 25 years. We had some good times. I made a whole lot of money, put my kids through Harvard. You lost a few bucks here. I'm going to give you some money. No, he's not. Ain't going to happen. How about making your Social Security decision? Yet another tough decision that most people have to make in their own red zone period is when taking or to turn on Social Security benefits. This is another one of those irrevocable decisions that you can't go back once you've made the decision. According to the Insured Retirement Institute, 59% of baby boomers expecting to soon retire and enter their own respective red zone periods are also expect that Social Security will be their primary income source during their golden years. If you want to stay living on the coast where we're at, you need 80% about of your what you're earning now in retirement for that 20 to 40 years. You want to move down south, you know, Tennessee, probably, 60%, whatever. Considering that likelihood is going back to work or earning more investment returns if that income source ends up not being enough is pretty poor. It's a pretty poor thought. You better be careful with how you make that decision because it may be irrevocable. Wall Street loves you guys because they love the fees and they love that you're taking the risk. My clients and I can't lose our principal. We can't lose our gains. We get a reasonable range of return. We get a guaranteed lifetime income. We can take 10% penalty free or we can get that income. And guess what? If we want to leave it to our beneficiaries, we can do that also. And we do it without paying fees and risk. And that's how I help my clients. That's how I've helped myself. Rather than taking someone's word or an article's opinion of whether you should turn Social Security on early or wait until full age, or even at 70, you need to run an analysis on your current situation with regards to your monthly income budget and shortfall needs, your portfolio value and savings level, and how long you need that money to last. If you can determine how much income you'll need monthly and you have a good starting point, once you have this, you can run a few different scenarios to figure out, do you take it at age 62 versus 67 versus 70? These are some things that you might want to think about. Let's talk about health care insurance, because this is really important. As we age, we have health issues. Let's hope you don't, but you know, statistics are there. All right, so health care insurance, another important consideration in the red zone, especially for those who retire before the age of 65 and Medicare eligibility. Many people tend to forget to include medical health insurance and or long-term care costs. We're going to talk about that today in the show. Okay, figure that into their monthly budget. And after they enter retirement, they realize that they didn't budget for the expense. According to Empower Institute, an unhealthy 65-year-old man will need about $88,300 to cope with medical costs throughout retirement. A healthy tobacco user needs $114,900. A healthy non-tobacco user may need upwards to $143,800. An unhealthy diabetic has a life expectancy of 78 versus 81 for the tobacco user and 87 for the health non-tobacco user. A 65-year-old healthy woman may need more like $156,000. So my suggestion to you is don't forget to look at long-term care insurance. My dad didn't have it. He used everything he worked for 45 years, which, again, we'll get into in the show here today. Spending your money. And as we've been talking about with all the previous risks we mentioned, almost all of them are amplified because of this notion you might actually have to withdraw money from your savings regularly to live. Well, of course, what are you going to live on? You're not making money. Your paycheck's not there, which means you are taking money out slowly, but surely could see your savings level reduced to all the way down to zero if you aren't careful. See, again, when you're in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, you could lose it all. And then what will you do? You want to have a plan as to access and how to spend your money and make sure it lasts, opposed to simply spending it what you need and hoping things will be okay. It's going to be all right. You know, don't worry about it. We're going to be taken care of. Okay. You need to really sit down and do some numbers. Okay. Goal-based. Set a withdrawal percentage like 4% or 3% or 5% and take out only the percentage regardless of what your portfolio value is. So if you have $500,000 and you only pull out $20,000, if your $500,000 drops to $420,000, you're only pull out $16,800. And flooring, determine on how much income you need to cover your basic needs. And think about an indexed annuity, because I can guarantee that you'll get a guaranteed lifetime, that you can't lose your principal or your gains. And that's what you want to do. Think about this. This is a call to action for you, to help you develop a retirement red zone strategy that fits your needs and your financial objectives for your retirement. Please do not put this off. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. We'll sit down. We'll take a look at what you have. It's like a roadmap. We'll find out where you've been and where we need to go with you. But I can guarantee you that we can put your money safe where you can't lose the principal. You can't lose any gains. You won't pay any fees to own these products. You'll get a reasonable range of return, and you'll be safe, backed by major insurance companies. You know, Warren Buffett's got somewhere between $400 and $500 million in what I do. Doesn't have it with me, but he's got it, because he knows that for some of his money, he's going to need to keep it 100% safe. He doesn't want to pay any fees on that money, because those fees take away from his returns. He might want to get a guaranteed lifetime income out of that. Now, that's his retirement, so at 70 and a half, you know he's drawing down, because that's his required minimum distribution. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're over 50, please stop chasing returns. Think about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, and your principal and your gains will be safe and protected. If you want to check out the website again, it's safermoneyspecialist.com or iwantincomeforlife.com. And then you can email me and I can answer your questions.
Now let's go to emails. You get a lot of those in here, along with your referrals that we talked about earlier. People stay in contact with you, Ron, all the time. So do we have some questions this week?
I do. Yeah, I've got three I want to read to you. I actually had seven, but I'm just going to read three. Nick from Oxnard says he has a small business and he hasn't started a retirement plan for myself. Don't have any employees and want to know if what I could do for saving in retirement. I want to retire in about 10 years. Can you help me? So we talk about there's some products out there with a bonus. And what does a bonus do? A bonus is a thank you for moving your money over. I have a product that's it's a 10-year product, but you'll get a bonus for the next 7 years. So 10% bonus for the next 7 years, whatever you put in, you'll get that. And it's pretty nice. You put in your money monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually, and we can do that for you. Wendy from Carpinteria says, my husband and I sold some land that we had in Arizona and would like to get income coming in. How long do we have to wait from the time we put our money in to start getting income? Well, there are companies that will let you start almost immediately. Now, the longer you wait to take income, the more that income is going to be. Okay, those are called income riders, and they write on top of the policy. Some companies charge for the income riders, and some companies do not. Okay, so it just depends on when you want to draw down on that. When you want to start taking income, there's different companies that have different plans. You know, I don't work for a company. I work for the client. I own my own corporation, and I work for the client, and there's 47 companies out there that offer us the investing public, the safe, guaranteed, index-linked accounts that I have for my own retirement, and I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. So we'll find something right for you, Wendy, and your husband that would fit your needs. Dave from Santa Barbara says, I'm going to retire in 7 years with about $325,000 and a small pension from my old job. I've heard that you talk about providing a pension for people. When can I start a pension? And what happens if I die young? What happens to the pension? Well, good, very good question, because there are some things, there are pensions when you take from your employer that when you pass away, your spouse gets nothing or gets a half of what you were going to get. Not so with me. When you take the indexed annuities and we make a pension out of it and you pass away, let's say I deliver the contract to you on a Monday and you died on a Wednesday, then your spouse has some options. We take your name off, put her name on. It's called a stretch IRA. She can continue the contract, or she can take payments for so many years, or she can take it all out and pay the taxes on it because you haven't paid the taxes on it yet and go from there. There's an 8-year product out there with a 3% bonus. Okay, so you put your 325 in, you get 3% immediately that's compounding. And if you can continue to add to this for the next 5 years, then you're going to get a bonus on that. That 3% bonus, which is going to be really, really nice, and then you don't have to worry about it. You can start the pension 59 and a half. That's an IRS rule also. You didn't mention your age, so we're just going to give you that fact there. If folks, listen, you have to remember something. There's qualified money, which means you haven't paid taxes on it. It could be your 401k, your IRA, your 403b, your 457 plan. I can help you with those. That's not a problem. So non-qualified means you've already paid taxes on it, or maybe you sold your boat, or you sold your house, or maybe your Aunt Sophie died and left you some beneficiary money. So there's two ways I can help you. Those are the two ways that I can help you, depending on what your particular scenario is that I can do. So give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Now let's talk about the wide range of benefits that a fixed annuity can bring to someone, Ron.
Well, the first thing that we're going to do is give you 100% principal protection. That is one great benefit. You don't have that in Wall Street. You don't have that with your 401k plan. You don't have that with your 403b, your 457, your TSA, your TSP plans, because they're all in risk. And that's how they're invested. Unfortunately, that's the situation. Unless you might be in a money market account getting zero or maybe half a point, I don't know. So the first thing we're going to do is protect your principal. Principal protection is big with me. I don't risk my principal. I'm not going to risk your principal. Second thing is that we can also get 10% penalty free each and every year, starting our first anniversary. Okay, so that's a benefit. If you want to start taking 10% out penalty free, you can do that. The other benefit is you can get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, and that's important. Okay, because all of us are going to need income from multiple sources. You know, I don't care if you have, you know, two or three pensions, or you have Social Security. You still want to get some money. Now, if you don't need the money, put it back in the bank, give it to your children, give it to the church, the synagogue, whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is make sure that, first of all, we're going to make that money safe. That's a benefit. That's 100% benefit. You know, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. If I took you all back to 08, and I know a lot of you lost money, when I do my dinners and my lunches, a lot of people raise their hands that lost money. Well, if I take you back to that period of time and put you in what I own and what Warren Buffett owns and my clients own, and you got a zero, would you do it? And most people say yes. And if you didn't say yes, you better check your pulse, because a zero is always better than losing. So these are the things, these are the benefits to what I do for my clients and how I help them. You know, this is a situation. If you want that too, we can make that happen. You know, we sit down, we see what companies are right for you. We see what length of time is right for you. And then we help you move your money over. Generally, if it's a retirement, a 401k, et cetera, you know, there's no tax ramifications. We do a direct transfer over, rollover. We have, time to do that. Federal government gives us time to do that, 60 days to do a rollover. And then we bring it over and we make it safe and guarantee where you get to sleep at night. So if that's important to you, let's get together, 805-660-1313.
So let's talk about the very, very fun gift card promo. We used to go out and have dinner together. I miss you.
Yes.
We haven't done that lately. And all the great people that I met there. But this one brings it to a one-on-one, a nice personal visit with your gift card.
You know, it does, Spence. And it's funny. Back in 2010, 2011, 2012, when I was really focused on the dinners heavily, even though I've been doing them for years, I'd get a lot of people that would come to the dinners, and it hadn't been to dinners before, and it was kind of unique. Now everybody and their mother out there is doing dinners. So a lot of these people either won't go, or they've gone to dinners and they're tired of going out in the public and everything else. So what I came up with is, if you sat down with me on a one-on-one basis and I answer all your questions about how to keep that money safe, how to give you a guaranteed lifetime income, you'll get with me, no obligation, $100 MasterCard or Visa to do what you want with. And to qualify for that card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and please have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed. You know, with me, you'll never miss the upside of Wall Street, only the downside. And we do participate in some of the upside of Wall Street. We just don't participate in it all. But you won't lose anything. And that's the nice thing about it. We're going to keep that money safe and guaranteed where you sleep at night. Also, we get that guaranteed lifetime income. And another big plus is no fees. Because remember, when you pay fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, your 403b company, you're taking away from your returns. It's just like them going into your pocket and pulling money out. And unfortunately, that's how they get paid. And everyone's entitled to get paid. But, you know, my clients and I, we don't like that. You know, I get paid from the insurance company if I help you with a product, a service, or an account, and it comes out of their marketing budget. You know, you move $10,000 over, $10,000 is working when I bring the contract back. And that's important. My clients like to know that. They like to know that what we say is what's going to happen. You know, everything that I talk about on the show and my dinners and stuff, my lunches, it's written down somewhere. I don't just spew this stuff off the top of my head. So if you'd like to sleep at night and you'd like to get a reasonable range of return, guaranteed lifetime income, maybe 10% penalty free, enjoy your retirement, not worry about the Wall Street casino that's taking your money, give me a call, 660-1313, and let me help you.
Now, we also have Chick-fil-A.
We do. And I want to thank again my buddy over there, Robert, who owns the Ventura Chick-fil-A restaurant. It's over there in the Winco Shopping Center, Chuck E. Cheese right there in Ventura. For my listeners, and he's been doing this for years, he gives my listeners the Be Our Guest cards, and you have a choice of a treat. You can take the original Chick-fil-A sandwich, you can take the grilled chicken sandwich, you can take the spicy chicken sandwich, or you can take either the Chick-fil-A original nuggets or the grilled nuggets. So to get the two of these cards for two people, that's four cards I'm going to pass out, you need to be, and it's timed on my email, you need to email me now. Go to your computer now, sit down and email me now, because the first two people that do this, I'm going to send them each two cards. You need to put down your name, your address, your phone number so I can mail them out to you, of course. All right? I'll mail them out Monday. You'll get them in a couple days. So here it is, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. And as we all know, emails, they're timed on there when they came in. Last week, I had again another race. It was down to the wire. 11 people sent in, and I mean, so many were so close, it was just, it was crazy. But I can only give out two of these a week, and that's for the Ventura Chick-fil-A location only. So hopefully you're a winner, and I will get them to you. I promise I'll mail them out on Monday.
Get it done quick now.
Yeah.
Just go.
Do it yesterday.
Make it happen. Let's talk about the safe products that you have and how they work, the ones that you and Ricky have offered. Why should people be thinking of receiving an income for life from their retirement accounts?
Well, they're going to have, Spence, they're going to have income from somewhere. You know, I mean, top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? But how they work, basically, it's pretty simple. There's two caveats. Okay, you sign up for a period of time, kind of like a CD at the bank. Or maybe you sign up your cell phone. You signed up for a two-year period. Now, what happens if you get out early? Well, you're going to pay a surrender charge. Okay, but the surrender charges are all declining. So let's say take a 10-year. They're more in the first few years than they would be in the last few years. Like a CD, if you put your money in for 5 years and you get out in three, what's going to happen? Hey, guess what? You're going to pay a penalty. Same thing in here. It's a contract. So don't break the contract. However, you have access to up to 10% of your money penalty-free each and every year. You just have to wait one anniversary. So think about this. You put $100,000 in each and every year. You can start pulling out $10,000 if you want to. That's entirely up to you, all right? Or we can get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. The second caveat is ceiling caps, because we know that if we're sitting in your house or you're sitting in my office, there's a ceiling above us. And if we jump up, we're going to hit our heads. Well, we have a ceiling too. Right now, the ceiling's anywhere from about 18 to 22%. Depending on what index you choose or indexes that you choose. What is an index? S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Dow Jones Industrial, the Barclays Dynamic Balance, the Hang Seng, the Russell 2000, the Euro. These are all indices. You choose one, whatever you want. We have different companies offer different things. So every year these can change. Okay, we're not going to hold our breath on 22%, but that's our upside. What's our downside? Our downside is zero. So we're going to be somewhere between 0 and 22% each and every year. Okay? We can make changes. As long as we stay with the company that we signed up for, we can make changes each and every year. And that's the purpose for us getting together, either over the phone, through the mail, or in person. We want to do a reallocation for you each and every year. But I want to highlight that guaranteed income. Because remember, the top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you want to get income from multiple sources? That's the situation. So if that sounds like something that you would like to have for your money, whether it's qualified money that you haven't paid taxes on yet or non-qualified money, okay, which means you sold your boat or your house or you already paid taxes on it, I can help you with both of those. And I can keep it safe, guaranteed, backed by major insurance companies. Some of these companies have been around 125 years. They're strong. They're safe. Okay? Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let's get together and let me help you.
We are going to leave for a moment. 60 seconds, folks. We will be right back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here. And we have a gift card. We have so many things. But the gift card's the most fun because you get to meet Ron. And you also get this nice card for spending some time with Ron Grant. Tell us about that.
We want to help people, Spence. And, you know, I've been feeding nice people for 9+ years at my public dinner workshops. And I decided that some of you won't come to a workshop for whatever reason. So I decide if you sit down with me on a one-on-one and I answer all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get with me a no-obligation $100 MasterCard or Visa to do what you want with. You can still have dinner on me or do what you want. In fact, somebody the other day said to me, you know, I'm going to pay a bill with this. I said, hey, that's what it's there for. Do what you feel comfortable with doing. So to get the gift card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75, and please have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed, okay? The nice thing about it is we're going to make sure that you stop paying those pesky fees to your financial planner. Okay, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. And I can provide that guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. So give me a call. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. See if I can help you. 805-660-1313.
Now let's go to long-term care insurance. Why it's so important, and what are some of the long-term care myths?
Well, over the years, if you've listened to the radio here, my show, or you've seen me at one of the workshops, you know that I talk about my dad. You know, my dad lost everything he worked for 45+ years. The neighbor found my dad laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days, called the sheriff. Sheriff came in, busted down the door jamb, took him to the hospital. Doctor said your dad could live a day, he could live 10 years. Well, my dad lived 8 years in a nursing home. We brought him in from Valencia Newhall, where he had a house. We brought him into C Street, Glenwood over there. He wasn't happy, so we moved him over to Victoria Care here in Ventura. And, you know, my dad lived 8 years, and we had to deplete everything this man worked for. We had to sell his new car. We had to sell his home. We went through all of his cash, and then he had to go on Medi-Cal. Some questions for my listeners out there. Do you have enough saved for long-term care services to pay for out of your pocket? Will you be able to access those funds when you need them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? If so, what assets will you have to sell to pay for your long-term care so you're not to be a burden on your family? And will paying for long-term care services mean you will have to forego your retirement plans? You know, these are some things that you need to ask yourself. But the myths that I get all the time is, you know, Medicare is going to pay for my long-term care. I don't need a policy. Well, unfortunately, don't shoot the messenger, but Medicare pays for less than 5% of care, and it must be skilled care. Skilled means you are deemed to get better. So how it works, if you're 65 or older, Medicare gives you 100 days out of your lifetime. They pick up the first 20 days at a zero-day deductible to you, providing you are getting better. If you're not progressing, Medicare doesn't pay a dime. But if you are progressing, the next 80 days that you're in a skilled facility, guess what? You have a copay. That's $190 a day approximately, okay? 95% of the people that are receiving care are all custodial care. That's everything we either did today or will do today. Eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, continence. These are all things that Medicare does not pay nor will pay one red dime for. Who will need long-term care? 70% of the people over the age of 65 will need some care. Average man, 2.5 to 3 years. My dad was in for 8 years. That's a long time. Average woman, 3.5 to 4 years. Don't get mad at me, men, but women are stronger. They live longer. Average cost of care in our area for a mediocre facility is about $8,500 a month. You want a nice facility, you're looking at about $12,000 a month. Assisted care. People say, well, I'm not going to a nursing home. I'll just go to assisted care. Well, that's great. If you're ambulatory, you need to be able to walk or they don't want to take you. So assisted care is about, in a mediocre, about $6,500 a month. Nice ones are about $9,000. Do I transfer the risk to an insurance company or become the blank insurance company? Okay, put your last name in there. You know, why do you have fire insurance, car insurance, health insurance? Some of us even have life insurance. You know, if your house burns down and you don't have insurance, then you've lost, haven't you? But there's a 1 out of 1,200 chance your house is going to burn to the ground, yet you've transferred the risk to an insurance company for pennies on the dollar. Long-term care is the largest risk you will face. It's the only thing that I know of that can wipe out your assets and take away the freedom to choose where you get care. Why would anyone want to burn through their family legacy at such a rate when they can buy insurance for pennies on the dollar? You know that answer? Got a good answer to that? Email me or call me. I'd like to know. Is applying for Medi-Cal an option for me? Might be. There's a spend-down rule like my dad did. He had to spend everything down to $2,000. Then I had to go over here on Telephone Road and apply for Medi-Cal for him. Here's the problem. You have to spend down, which is you're depleting your assets, and you may not get a bed in Ventura County on any given day. You may have to go to the Valley or Palmdale or Bakersfield or Santa Barbara just to get a bed. That's the problem. See, I want to stay in my own home, and I don't want to be a burden to my children. That's why I have a policy. It's going to cover my whatever I need, feeding the dog, taking me to the bank, so forth and so on. So if you left, that's important for you, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
We do have Will Hart on the line.
Hey, Big Will, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How is everything down in that warm valley today?
It's a warm one, surprisingly.
If you haven't heard of Will Hart, he is my metal man. He has helped me with my IRA. I got gold coins in my IRA that he's helped me. He's helped my clients, and he can help you too. Will, this is a big question, and I ask you this every week, but I want to focus on this today because I've had several people throw this kind of in my face, so to speak. Tell the listeners the difference between paper gold like ETFs and GLDs, because these people are putting their chest out and saying that my broker sells me gold and I have that and I don't need physical gold like bars and coins. So tell us the big difference, would you?
Yeah, and there is a big, big difference. It's the one that probably is my number one question gets asked all the time, is that my broker offers me paper. What's wrong with that? And there's nothing wrong with that in normal day circumstances, meaning if we're not poised for a correction in the market, if the dollar's not sitting at $20 trillion, if we don't have North Korea doing what they're doing, and there's no thought of a potential correction in the market, well, then paper gold is just fine, and your broker is right. But the problem is those situations are actually occurring where people are preparing for a market correction. We're having the second longest bull run we've had in history. So what goes up must come down. And so these are preparations that you need to make as an investor that says, okay, if I'm in paper gold and the market goes south, what could potentially happen? Well, what could happen, Ron, as we've talked about before, is the principals, the folks that have the biggest control over that pile of gold, and we always give this example of $1 billion in bars sitting in a vault that's usually leveraged in paper-wise out to 400 to 500 times its value. Well, what happens when the principals reach in and grab that $1 million in gold? Well, now your paper is leveraged against an empty vault. That's not going to be good for you. So what we're seeing is a lot of people would rather have the real McCoy in their safe, in their safety deposit box, wherever, rather than have a piece of paper that potentially could be worthless.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, that my money's in the safety deposit box. I can go get it, do what I want to do with it. I can hold it in my hands. I can juggle it and everything else. If you would like to talk with Will about some gold or silver, give me a call, 805-660-1313. Will, listen, have a great rest of your weekend. Try to stay cool, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
Take care. All right.
Give everybody your phone number.
805-660-1313.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.